I think of my granddad, though he has long since passed away. If he'd lived until now, 2050, he'd be over 100 today. But as I look around me, a century after his birth, I ask, why did he do this to the earth? Cause granddad, you knew just what your profligate lifestyle would do. You understood science, and you knew the projections were true, but you just carried on when you knew. Deserts advancing, ice flows retreat, hurricanes, floods, drought, disease and defeat. Waters are rising, coastlines redrawn, and whole swathes of life have just gone. And granddad, you knew just what your profligate lifestyle would do. If you wanted to travel, you just jumped in a car or you flew, and you just carried on when you knew. Now the armies of the dispossessed are moving northwards. Their fishing grounds are dry, their grasslands parched, their animals dead, their pot-bellied children are dying. They have not brought this upon themselves, we have visited it upon them. Now there's bloodshed over water, civil strife and ethnic slaughter. And as the armies of the dispossessed are massing on our borders, up will go the cry and down will come the orders. Keep them out, keep them out, keep them out, keep them out, keep them out. And granddad, you knew just what your profligate lifestyle would do. And it might not have happened if you'd only thought matters through, but you just carried on when you knew. The rich cause the problems, but the victims are always the poor. Now the world's dispossessed are beating a path to my door. How can I deny them when your lifestyle helped destroy theirs? It's just one more damn thing you've left to your heirs. It was always someone else's problem, that's the way it seems. But granddad, that someone else is me.